Time now to talk wine. As we say hello again to our Detroit's chief wine and restaurant critic, hello, Chris Cook. And today you are here to talk about the sommelier. I think most of us pretty much assume if we want to have someone in the know picking out the best wine, we turn to the sommelier, right?
That is indeed, yes. Yeah, and the sommelier is sort of an import from France, but it took on a bigger meaning in the United States, interestingly. And I discovered this speaking to my friend Claude, who is in Los Angeles and been there for many years.
And so over here, certainly, we would turn to the sommelier. What does it take to become one?
Well, there are examinations you take. Most of the people that I know that go through the official sommelier group, the Court of Master Sommeliers, it can take 1 to 3 years of study, depending on your schedule, one thing or another. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody getting by in less than a year. And you have to pass your stages, and they're very rigorous, and they go into all kinds of wines and everything that you have to know about the table, storage, obviously also what's in the wine in terms of its flaws. Whether there's something off in a wine and what that is, you have to be able to identify it. And it's a tough one.
It is. So as you say, your friend found out that things are not necessarily the same when one travels back across the Atlantic and winds up back in France.
That is correct. So my friend Claude wound up getting a call from an agency in New York, and they were looking for French sommeliers who are U.S. trained and knew U.S. palates.
That's him.
Because he works in a private club in Los Angeles. And there were French restaurants who were looking for this specific talent, in part because the American market is so big and high in French restaurants. So he gets the call to go over. He goes over, and he's thinking, wow, maybe I'm going to go back to my country of my birth. And they get there, and he soon discovers that it's not quite what he thought, that the role of the sommelier in France is actually on a lower level than it is here.
So he went in thinking of the job in the terms of the way he does it in Los Angeles, which we're all familiar with here. What kind of response did he get?
Well, first, what he discovered was that in France, the sommelier does not buy the wine for the restaurant. That's usually done by the owner in conjunction with the chef. That the sommelier's only role is to go present a list, help pick a bottle, bring the bottle to the table, and serve it. And then after that, he's sort of out of the picture. So in Los Angeles, he got to buy the wine. He got to develop a really good client relationship. He was in on decisions with the chef and the club managers about what they were going to put with what, how the wine and the food were going to go together. Not the role of the sommelier in France, as it turns out.
And what was his reception when he tried to float some of his American ideas?
Well, the first thing he heard is, oh, we don't do it that way. And then other thing he also heard, well, that's not your job. And, you know, which kind of shocked him as far as he was concerned. What am I here for? This is what I do.
Because it actually sounds like what you describe in France is what waitstaff does here in America.
To a great degree, that's correct, yes. So what the position that he was looking at was a position that was lower than what he has in the United States. So eventually, he sort of thought, this is not what I want to do, and went back to the hotel and talked to his wife and says, honey, they don't do it the way that I do it. So let's pack up and go home.
So the French owners just wanted him to bring the list, don't get into details?
Well, what they wanted, I think, was that breadth of experience that American sommeliers have because of the client base that they develop. I think that there was a sort of an awareness that he could draw to the high-end restaurants an American clientele and serve them in the way Americans expected to be served. Mm. So I think that that's really what they were looking for, and that it never quite hooked up. So he's happily ensconced in Los Angeles still, enjoying his yachtsmen and golfers.
And his American wine customers.
And his American wine customers, and they're enjoying him.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Chris Cook is our Detroit's chief wine and restaurant critic.